This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
If you had the ability to ask mom, you know, anything right now to try and dig in and get some answers, what would some of the questions be?
I would want to know about her relationship with him. Mm-hmm. And I would just kind of open-ended questions. Tell me about him. Tell me about your relationship with him. What kind of guy is he? Just to elicit, you know, is she frightened of him? Has she been abused by him? Or is she trying to talk about what a wonderful person he is, you know, despite all the child pornography on his phone? Is she still defending him and making excuses for him? And a lot of times women who have been complicit in this kind of situation, that's where they go.
Yeah. Let's watch another one. This one is actually of Stefan. This is before his arrest and the charges against him, another interesting acting job, apparently.
Have you, like, literally put boots on the ground, went out?
Yeah, I even went out with the cops where I had dropped her off. And we looked all up and down the road, all our communities, and there was nothing helpful. None of the cameras were pointing the street. Nothing, which in 2024 was surprising. The church across the street had some cameras, and they mentioned seeing her waiting around in the parking lot for a while before moving on, and that was it. But it was grainy. It was grainy footage and not much else.
Does it seem like she walked west, east?
They said in the direction of the school. I'm not sure what that is.
So I guess the question of this elusive camera where they're seeing her walking, which they never did. No one saw this. Mm-hmm. Is he just making this up? Just mm-hmm. because it can all be cross-referenced. It can all be checked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a guy who is not a very smart pedophile. And it's just the ability of many pedophiles to do tears and to, you know, fake compassion. And it's really appalling. And that's my sense here is, wow, this guy is just really dangerous and really creepy. And I think probably for you and I to try to feign, you know, to try to fake a situation like this and talk our way through it with tears and all that, we can't imagine doing that. We can't imagine behaving that way. But pedophiles often do that.
Do they think that they're just smarter than everyone else? I mean, if you're going to lie, don't say things that are going to be able to be proven as a lie. I mean, that's just right. They said, who's they? And then you can go back to the church. You can go back to wherever these cameras are that you're so surprised in 2024 aren't there or are there, whatever he's referencing. Is that just part of the kind of the narcissism that individuals like this kind of have, where it's they're never going to get this?
Mm-hmm. It's probably someone that grew up being very manipulative and using these kind of narcissistic psychopathic tactics. And maybe it worked with mom and dad when they were 9 or 10 or 12 years old. And so it just became their personality style. Mm-hmm. And they may use it successfully quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, this may be one of the ways that he has manipulated Jen. You know, she may be a person that falls mm-hmm. for the fake tears and, you know, just doesn't see through it. It's amazing how naive people can be.
Gosh, yeah. Very. We're going to do one more clip here. This is with the Fox 35 interview. I don't know the order in which these took place, if it was the Channel 9 and Fox 35, but this is one where she seems a little more put together, if you will, a little more calm when being questioned. But the reaction to this question is very telling. Let's take a look.
So as far as I know, they're conducting a search around the school, behind the school. There's a shingle creek. There's a wooded path area that you could walk. It's a hiking path. They are going back there with their canine dogs. They've taken a piece of her clothing to see if they can trace her scent. They're also taking their own vehicles. I'm not sure what type of vehicles, but they're going into the woods to search for her. But I don't feel like that's going to find anything right now. We've had people all day on that trail sending us photos to see if anything there looks familiar, and like her personal belongings, and nothing is hers. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure where to go from here. I'm just contacting the news to get the word out, to get some help, because I'm desperate. I'm a wreck right now.
It's funny. I'm a wreck right now, but you're not really exhibiting any of those behaviors of being a wreck right now. And, and who does that? Who, when you have an active investigation into your child being missing and you're dismissing where they're looking, I don't think they're going to find anything, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's so weird. And the thing that popped into my head is it was like she could have been describing her work day.
Yes.
You know, I mean, if my kid were missing, I would have so much grief. I would have so much terror. And you just don't see that with her at all. It's like, here are the basic facts. This is what's going on. And I don't think they're going to find anything there because she's not there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that as a fact of just not having any grief whatsoever, that's what really makes me wonder how much she knew about what has been going on with her daughter for quite some time, has already processed all that grief, which, oh my God, if one of us found out our kid was being molested by someone that we trusted, it'd take death out of the equation. You would be livid. You'd be so torn apart. But she has no feeling of any of that here. Again, maybe she was unaware, technically, at that point in the timeline. But I don't know. It just really makes me feel like she already knew that she was dead. She already knew that this abuse was going on. And she's already somehow made her peace with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a rationalization process going on about this guy. And and whatever, as I say, sacrificing your child, you know, for a predator. But it happens. It's so hard to put ourselves into the mind of a person like that. But that's what I would be looking at.
Yeah. It's nowhere near a healthy level of thinking. It's years and years of conditioning for sure that allows someone to get to be that dismissive over something that is so, so important to a healthy individual.
Yeah.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.